to him. Throughout its history, the club has never numbered more than 6. At the moment, there are branches not just in Washington and New York, but in Atlanta, Dallas, and Kennebunkport, Maine, in a salt box cottage on the grounds of the Bush family compound. You climb the creaky staircase lined with framed photos, so treasured they aren't even in the Bush Presidential Museum. It is here that the elder Bush brought Clinton, the man who had defeated him, to play golf, spend the night, hurdle the waves at breakneck speed. From the moment the two men bonded in 2005, they didn't talk much about politics either, or world affairs, or strategy and tactics. It has always been more about fellowship. "You are right," President Bush explains in an email. "We don't talk about it. You don't have to. No matter the politics, you know and understand the weight of the decisions the other guy had to make, and you respect that." The President's Club has its protocols, including deference to the man in the chair, and, for the most part, silence about how the members of the world's most exclusive fraternity get along and the services they provide one another. Harry Truman privately offered to serve as Dwight Eisenhower's vice president if Ike decided to run in 1948. Nixon's secret letters to Ronald Reagan